This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathiran. Amma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us Muslims and he sent Islam to establish justice on the earth. To establish justice on the earth. We sometimes forget, we sometimes don't make the connection, but we talk about, for example, we say Islam means peace. Islam actually means submission. Peace is the result of submission. Even though the word Islam comes from the word salam, which means peace, but the real meaning of Islam is submission. It's not peace. Peace is the result of that. And submission is an expression of justice. And that justice is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The justice is that we submit to the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as according to the way of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the meaning of justice. And that is why we have in the Quran itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Suratul Al Imran, which means that you are the best of people and you have been selected from the people for the benefit of the people. And what is your job? You establish justice. You enjoin what is good and you forbid what is evil. This is the meaning of justice. To enjoin good and forbid evil is justice. And that is why this job, in Islam we talk about huququllah and huququl ibad. We talk about the rights of Allah and the rights of people. There is one thing which is a combination of both, which is huququllah wal huququl ibad, and that is the establishment of justice. Amar bil maruf wa nahy al munkar is a combination of both of these things together. Right? We sometimes think of these things as two separate. They are not two separate, they are actually joined, but the one thing in which they are both joined is Amar bil maruf and nahy al munkar, because it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that His hukum should be established, for which He sent us. So if we are doing that, then we are establishing the right of Allah, which is from the huququllah, the rights of Allah. And the fact that establishment of the right of Allah, of justice on the earth, will benefit the people, that we should benefit the people in which way? By establishing justice on the earth. This is from huququl ibad. So establishing justice on the earth is both min huququllah wal huququl ibad together. The first and foremost of that is to establish Tawheed, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, that no help must be sought from anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who seeks help from other than Allah has committed shirk. Anyone who worships other than Allah has committed shirk. Anyone who makes dua to anyone other than Allah has committed shirk. Anyone who joins anybody else as a partner with Allah in the rights of Allah, as the Malik, as the Khaliq, as the Raziq, as the Hakim, anyone who says that so and so also helps, so and so can give me rizq, so and so can give me children, so and so can give me wealth, so and so give me money and whatnot, and power and authority, this person has committed shirk. So establishing these rights. Right? I'm not going into the detail of this, but this is from the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from the rights, therefore, to establish it is so important that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the famous hadith of Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you see something, some injustice happening, then stop it with your hand. وَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِيعَ And if you are unable to do that, then speak out against it. Stop it with your tongue. And if you are even not able to do that, then hate it in your heart. And this third stage, where you are neither stopping it with your hand, nor are you speaking out against it, but you are simply remaining silent, but you still hate it in your heart, this is a sign of the weakness of your iman. So we don't have three ways of dealing with it, we have two ways. The third one is a sign of weakness of iman, it's not a way of dealing. If you are in that state, it means your faith is very weak. So if your faith is weak, what must you do? Strengthen the faith. Not sit with that. Obviously, there is no concept or no possibility of joining in whatever is happening. If something bad is happening, you say, no, I don't like it, I hate it, then why are you here? Why are you in that gathering of people? Right? So, it is so important that we have the hukum of Allah and we have the hukum of Rasulullah ﷺ about the establishment of justice. And this is why it is so important also to inculcate this in our children, because this is the fundamental of all goodness for them also. And if we as parents don't inculcate it, then where will it come from? Who will teach them? We have to teach them. For that we must learn. And that is why it is so important to take some time out of your lives and spend some time in learning these things. So come to the masjid, send your children to the maktab, they will learn there, you come to the masjid, we will take up these things inshallah. But treat this as a priority, it is very, very important to treat it as a priority. Because if you do not give this priority, if you do not give this importance, then not only are you going to lose out, but your children also will lose out. And remember, everything comes from, this is the root. If we establish justice on the earth, if we establish the primacy and the importance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, then from this, for example, comes birr al-walidain. This, from this justice comes the hukuk of the parents, which means your rights. If you do not inculcate justice in your children, then wait for the day when your children will disrespect you, where your children will disobey you, where your children will treat you like dirt. Today the children treat you very well, maybe because their money comes from you, they know this. Maybe, I'm not saying all children are like this, but there are many children for whom the father is the ATM machine, mother is the card. Right? Ask daddy, if daddy doesn't give, ask mommy, mommy will get it from daddy. No problem. Not all children, but some children are like this. So if you raise your children like that, then a time will come when they will be on their feet, they will be strong, and they will disrespect you. And if you think that I am exaggerating, then ask yourself why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayat in the Quran specifically mentioning this. Allah says in the Quran, lower your wing before your parents. Which means what? Lower your meaning? Don't stand in front of your parents, 6 feet tall, 4 feet wide, big, huge muscles. Huh? Yes. Father called. Yeah. What do you want? Inna lillahi wa inna. He said, go like this. Go like this. Bend down. Bend down. Don't stand big. Bend down. One day one of your children came here. I never mentioned the names or anything. So all the secrets they tell me are safe with me, alhamdulillah. But one of them came to me and he was complaining about what his mother was doing and how his mother was giving him a hard time and so on. So I asked him, I said, when you were small and you used to dirty your nappies, who used to clean it? So he said, my mother used to clean it. No, isn't it? So when she was cleaning your nappies, you had no problem. Now, she is old, maybe she is a bit cranky, maybe she has got, you know, her temper is not so good, maybe daddy's temper is not so good. The man is working all day, all night. You don't know how much stress there is in the mind of a man with regard to his family. We like to talk about the rights of women. Of course, women have rights. Nobody denies that. Allah gave them the rights. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized those rights. But what about the men? Men don't have rights. Men also have rights. And women and children must understand the stress that a man has in his mind about his family. It's not a question of, it's easy for somebody to say, no, this is a weakness of your faith. You are weak. Your Allah is Razak. Yeah, true. He's not weak. Allah is Razak, definitely. But Allah made me something. Allah made me the zariah to feed them, to keep them in a state where they all their needs are met. And believe me, no matter whose iman is how strong, this stress is a reality of life of every single man that I know. And it's not a sign of weakness, alhamdulillah. That man has faith in Allah. It's not a sign of weakness. This is a sign of being a man. He takes responsibility. He owns responsibility. He doesn't dump it and say, Allah is your Raziq, Salaamu Alaikum, I'm going. He does not do that. He takes the responsibility, alhamdulillah. So respect that. Respect that. Show that respect to your father. So now the father comes home, maybe he's irritated, maybe he's not, you know, he doesn't have a big smile on the face, maybe he's short-tempered. Now you got a problem with that. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go and apologize to your father and say, I'm very sorry. I treated you like this. And as I told you, if that is happening with your child, you are responsible because you did not raise your child to establish justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you did not teach him to be just to Allah, when it comes to the right of, when it comes to your right, he does not give you your right because you did not teach him to give the right of Allah to Allah. So how will he give your right to you? From where? So it's all very well. Be nice to your children and so on. But teach them the right things. Be very clear with regard to boundaries. Islam is the meaning of boundaries. Don't mix up boundaries. Don't say, no, you see, I must be kind. Of course you should be kind. But kindness is not to be confused with lack of clarity with boundaries. What is haq is haq. What is batil, you must say it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to establish justice on the earth, starting with ourselves and our own families. And then going outwards, establish justice in society, establish justice in the whole world. We ask Allah to use us for this purpose and to help us to do that and to be pleased with us so that we have lives of grace and we have societies of grace and we can continue, inshallah, to create a world which is full of grace. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.